Delegate Tim Manchin explains that House Bill 4237 would protect the health of children from new products alternative to the traditional sources of tobacco.
In their never-ending quest to sate our desire for nicotine, the tobacco industry has come up with new products. One of those are electronic cigarettes and electronic cigars. They also have some dissolving products such as toothpicks and gum and lozenges. This bill simply makes it clear that it's illegal for them to sell those to minors.
The lead sponsor, Delegate Tiffany Lawrence, says the bill will counter tobacco companies' attempts to market toward children.
As most of you know, West Virginia ranks highest in tobacco usage across the country and has one of the highest rates of usage among our young people. Although electronic cigarettes aren't traditional tobacco products as we think of them, the refillable cartridges that are presented on these devices can hold up to as much as much nicotine as two packs of cigarettes. And the marketers of these products directly target our children every single day by offering flavors that we've seen like bubblegum, chocolate, and cherry.
The bill passed unanimously and moves on to the Senate. Delegate Mark Hunt addressed a different issue affecting children, bringing up two bills he has introduced that would protect children from sexual predators.
House Bill 2828, House Bill 2446, that basically addresses a loophole that we have in our code. Right now, if a monster approaches a child for sex and that child in some way refuses, that child is able to get away from that monster, the only thing that we can charge that person under our law is solicitation. And most of the times you can plea bargain that down. It's a misdemeanor offense.
The bill would increase the offense to a felony. Delegate Hunt introduced similar bills in the previous session, but they did not go through, supposedly because increasing the penalty increases the cost. Delegate Kelly Sabonia rose in favor of the bill and in regard to the cost, brought up a bill on first reading that would increase a misdemeanor to a felony.
On first reading, there's a bill that came out of Judiciary that's, that creates a felony for the theft of a traffic sign. So what's more important than protecting our kids from sex offenders and child rapists? I would say that we need to do this and not adjourn until this bill is put on the agenda and sent over to the Senate and then to the governor.
Delegate Hunt's bills are currently in the Judiciary Committee. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Aaron Payne in Charleston.